We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Please,
The top of the hour is being brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Coach Collins and the Wildcats host DePaul, Illinois, Purdue, Wisconsin, and more at Welsh Ryan Arena this winter. Buy tickets now at nusports.com. By the way, if you haven't been to Welsh Ryan Arena since they redid it, you owe it to yourself to go up there. It's pretty dope. It's a fun, cozy place to watch a basketball game. And now we get the opportunity to talk basketball and more with Parkins and Spiegel. Hello, boys.
Hello, Lawrence. Hello, Spiegs. How are you?
I'm good, my man. I don't think I have been to Welsh Ryan since they redid it. They still have concessions only on one side. I
remember. No.
So it's a full wraparound concourse.
Yes,
now?
They have improved it dramatically. I went. Was it 2 years ago? It had to have been 2 years ago to watch them play DePaul, and. It's so cozy is the perfect word for it.
Well, I liked it small and weird and cozy like it was with the tiny student section underneath the hoops.
Yeah.
You know, so if it's a little bigger, I hope they've maintained the cozy oddness of it.
Lawrence, I like that self-qualifier. Like, was it 2 years ago? Oh, it had to have been because
I went nowhere last year.
I love that. That is just like right, like this moment in time as a marker of time. It's like, was it last year? No. It could not have been last year.
It could not have possibly been last year.
Last year, did they play in my living room? Then I did see them. Yes.
With a mask on. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm having that. My niece is playing at DePaul. She plays for Northern Illinois, and so I think I'm going to go. And I think this will be like the first indoor sporting event that I've been to.
Nice. Yeah. Get out there. You had your booster?
Yeah, I did.
There you go.
I went and got it last week, and then I was.
So rude. I mean, he's not that short. He doesn't need the booster.
Hey, man.
Sorry.
In the car.
Sorry. Us 6 feet and up people sometimes forget about you shorts.
You gangly, judgmental bastard.
Wish I was a little bit taller.
Wish I was a baller. Wish I had a rabbit and a hat.
No, wish I had a girl who looked good. I would
call her.
No offense intended, Laura.
Damn it.
To your boots. I had a rabbit and a hat in the back of a 6'4 and
Paula. That's it. Damn it.
Shout out to Skilo.
You better.
But
sorry,
yeah,
go ahead.
We've got a couple of really good places to watch college basketball. Like now that Welsh Ryan is redone, it's really great. And the Gentile Center rocks, man. Like that place rocks. It's exactly what you want an inner city basketball venue to be.
That's great. Yeah, you're right, Speaks. I haven't been to it either. I went to Went to Wintrust though.
Yeah, Wintrust is fine.
Like, yeah, it's okay.
But it's just kind of like generic basketball place.
I still don't understand how they squeezed it in onto the block. Like I live over there, and I remember walking around going, "What are they going to put here?" And then they were doing it. I'm like, "How are they going to do this?" And now it's done. And I'm like, "How did they do that?" It still doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, not enough places to like see the score. It's just it's okay.
Yeah,
it's okay.
And the coolest parts about it, the everyday fan can't see. The locker rooms are amazing there.
Okay, good. So good amenities.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. The amenities are top-notch. Like, it is, I would say, other than how many people you can fit in there, it is NBA quality.
Yeah, I saw, that makes sense. I saw Obama there, actually. when they announced the presidential center.
Did he have a triple double that night?
He was good.
Was
he
good?
That's what I do.
Yeah, that's what I do. Yeah, no. Barack was there. Michelle was there. Nas was there. Like Aziz was there. It was a really weird, weird, eclectic group of people. But it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, but the people of Woodlawn weren't there.
Yeah, that is. That's true. But I was there. I had a great time. I had an excellent time. But that is unfortunate.
All right, speaking of triple doubles, did you see that Nikola Jokic is eighth all time in triple doubles?
I did see that going around.
Already?
No way.
He's eighth all time. He passed Larry Bird last night.
That is outstanding.
He has 60. Larry Bird had 59. Luka Doncic is 11th all time. He's like 23 years old.
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
Well, because usage and people understanding the value of different stats, right? Like scorers are now more willing passers, the LeBron effect of basketball, right? It's that will be a record that falls.
Well, Russell Westbrook at 189. I mean, the closest active player is LeBron at 99 and then Harden down at 62. Jokic needs 129 more triple-doubles to catch Russ. So I don't know if that record's going to fall. Russ might have put it out.
And Russell put a few more on there before he's done.
Yeah, he will, whether his team wins or not.
Damn right.
It'll fall. That's a record.
So?
That's an attainable number, man.
In our lifetime?
You play 82 games a year.
You do play a lot of
games.
Know,
there are a lot, like, this, it's not Cal Ripken Jr.
Jokic had a triple-double by, like, late in the second or something yesterday. It was ridiculous.
He's awesome. Like, a crazy, unique, skilled unicorn of an offensive player who happens to be, like, a top 10 defensive player in the game. Like, if you wanted to make the statistical case for Jokic being the best player in basketball, is completely ironclad and rock solid. Like every analytical measurement that you want to use is like, yep, that's the best player in the sport.
That's why he's the MVP.
Yeah, but do you think he is? Like when you watch him last night, do you think that guy's better than Kevin Durant?
Well,
I don't.
Well, like you said it in the meeting, and I agree, and I had it down too. Like, Zach was the best player on the floor last night.
He was.
And so
but Jokic.
So no. I can't say he's the MVP because that guy needs Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. to be as good as they have been. Zach was the best player on the floor. Zach took over when he needed to. He made a difference on defense a couple of times as well. Zach is a man.
I think we're probably being a little unfair to Nikola, though.
Screw
him. Because we're not watching him every night.
You're right.
And there are plenty of nights when he's the best player on the floor. And it's not as flashy because Zach's doing it. He's taking the ball from the top of the key in a lot of these cases or what he's like in transition. But Jokic is a beast, man. Like that guy is
much respect.
So much fun. And he's great from outside, and his moves down in the post are great. He's a spectacular player.
Yes, he is.
He's amazing.
It's going to be a great bull.
He might be a great bull.
His contract's up the same time as Vooch's.
Top five player in the game. I just like it'll be if you had to win a playoff series, and he has not gone deep in the playoffs yet. He's only 26. I understand, but like. If you had to win a playoff series, you want Jokic on your team or you want Giannis on your team? I think I want Giannis. You want Jokic or you want KD? Like it's a weird thing. Like he's an incredible player and he's a statistical darling and he's an analytical darling. But part of his value is because he's such a good passer, other dudes need to make their shots. Whereas those other guys are like, yo, just give me the ball and I'm going to go dunk on someone or I'm going to go shoot over someone.
But he gets his too. Like you're making it out like he's a guy that averages 11 points a game.
No, I'm with you, but who would you take? If you needed to win a playoff series, would you take Giannis or Jokic?
Well, it's a little bit biased because we've seen Giannis go out and win multiple playoff series like he did last year and he was able to, at certain points, even overcome bad free throw shooting to do it and then start knocking down free throws. If you're asking me Durant or him, obviously I'm taking Durant because Kevin Durant's one of the greatest players that's ever played.
Yep.
Giannis probably right now.
Giannis is 27, just turned 27 last night.
Yeah, Jokic is 26. They're contemporaries.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable.
But there's not a long list of players that I would take over Nikola Jokic.
No, he's a top five player in the sport, and he was the MVP last year, and he's amazing. He's an interesting MVP.
You know what?
Is all I'm saying.
I think that's fair. You know, and it's a time in the NBA where being the big man doesn't seem like it's cog one that you would choose to build a team.
Yeah, maybe it's an insult to say he's the fifth best player in the sport with my eyes, but the numbers say he's the best player in the sport. But I don't really mean it as an insult. I just mean it as it's kind of interesting. Like the guys who we would say in our lifetimes of watching basketball as the best players in the league, I mean, he's just kind of an outlier in how he gets there and how he impacts a game on the floor. But he's awesome, and who knows? Maybe in 3 years this will sound ridiculous because he has two titles or something. Like he's 26. He very well could still be getting better.
And he's a different type of big, too. I mean, this is a guy that, what does he shoot? Like, is he shooting 38% from three? 39% last year?
He's great out there, and his handle is so good, man. It's like,
he's awesome.
That's why I can't help but imagine it. And I love that he and Vooch are close, which I had not realized. And nice article from Rob Schaefer on NBC Sports about how close they are. But, imagine all those times we see Vooch get the ball in the high post while he's moving. If that was Jokic, that's a dunk. That's one dribble and a dunk, or a perfect pass for a wing three. So, I'll stop fetishizing him now that he's leaving town. but in 2 years, that'd be a hell of a nice plug-in.
I mean, you know, you guys are talking about Jokic and Zach. Let's talk about the best player on the floor. His name is Io. He's a friend of your show.
Yeah, he is a friend of the show, at least before he got to the pros. Like, I think he still likes the show. It's tough, man. Bulls don't. These guys aren't doing interviews anywhere, nationally, locally. Like they're just we've asked, we want to talk to him. Someone should get to talk to him because it's such an amazing local sports and Chicago sports story. But you know they're filling the building and the ratings are good and they're winning, and so you know they don't really see like that they need it. But I was so happy for Io last night.
Man,
he had that genuine joy of finding out that he was starting. You know, he's like, I'm a starter in an NBA game.
Yeah, and he said it reminded him of those days in college. He's like, oh, I'm going to start here for the University of Illinois? That's amazing. So you have that moment, and he's so solid. I feel like every time he makes a decision based on his instincts at the moment, he's making the right play, whether it works or not, whether he makes the shot, whether he fouls somebody instead of blocks the shot or makes the steal or doesn't make the steal. As he moves the ball around, gives it to Vooch, whether Vooch makes the shot or not, as Io, lobs it to Lonzo. And it's just
there was a play last night, Speaks, where I think it was Vooch. He got kind of clogged up in the post and he kicked it out. Maybe it wasn't Vooch who did it, but someone kicked it out, and Io, you could see Zach over in the corner be like, give it to me, give it to me. And it looked like Io was going to shoot, but he actually passed it off to the wing, and then they nail the three from the wing. And you're like, look at this guy. Like, he understood that he could have taken the 20-footer, like stepped in and taken a 20-footer. But he made the extra pass.
He's making the right basketball play, like, every single time. So there are guys who are more skilled, better scorers, all of that. But he's just making the right play every time. How could you not trust him? They trust him with everything. He's bringing the ball up last night a few times, man, and his first start in the NBA.
8 assists. It's crazy that it's happened this quickly. I know that Herb was a believer in it. I know many Illinois fans were not. You know, because a great college player, but can it translate the level of athleticism? But also, it's such a testament to just an opportunity. Like he got an opportunity when plenty of second round picks would not get an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And right, Kobe White's hurt.
Yep,
he plays, and he doesn't have to play in the G League. He doesn't have to just ride a bench. And then he sees that opportunity immediately, and now. What's going to happen to Io in his career? Like, see, it feels like anything's in play for him. The guy could make $75 million. You know what I mean? Like, it's like a long-term, multiple-time contract rotational piece for a decade in the NBA.
That's the thing, as a rotational piece. Like, we're not saying, and I don't think you're saying, he's going to be some 20-point-per-game scorer or anything like that. And he doesn't necessarily show you those skills or even the potentiality of those skills necessarily. But energy, defense, making the right play, rebounding, getting out there on the break, having a great nose for the ball in general. I mean, he was the intangible Caruso guy in the absence of Caruso last night.
Right.
Bringing everything.
It's just what happens to Io and how his career goes if Coby White isn't hurt and they don't play him. Like, he didn't play in the preseason. Yeah. You know what I mean? He was not getting a lot of minutes in preseason.
But Donovan likes young players and plays young players if they have the makeup. And he loves Io's makeup. I think he would have come around to Io over Coby White at some point here along the way.
Let me throw a name at you guys for a comp, because I don't know why this guy's name came in my head.
Okay.
But I feel like it's a comp for what Io can kind of be maxing out. Reggie Jackson.
Ooh, now that's a real scorer, though. He's got, right?
He averages 13 a game.
Is that all it is? When he was in Detroit, there was a while in Detroit when they were terrible, and he was the man on that team. Didn't he average in 20s for a little while with Detroit?
He had a season where he averaged 18.8 points per game.
Okay.
And he had a season where he averaged 17.5.
Okay. So close.
Yeah. That's... It's not bad.
It's not bad.
It's not bad at all.
Now I gotta look at career earnings.
Yeah. But see, I don't know. I don't know about him as a
right.
as a defender. You know, I don't know. Like, is he as active in the passing lanes?
I don't think that he's as good of a rebounder as Io has already shown to be.
Mm-hmm. And just Io, you can tell already he's going to be a guy that good teams trust, that good coaches trust. You know, like, some of those guys, like, will bounce around and they'll be scorers and they'll do some stuff. But Io's going to be a real good role player, if not better than that, for a long time.
Yeah, I don't know what his ceiling is. I'm so happy that we get to see it. It's so likable and so fun and so local.
Is it too easy for me to say Malcolm Brogdon? Like a guard
I don't know
who
if
does
he's the defender that Brogdon is, though.
Yeah. I don't know. He could be. Io even got tougher in the post last night after he had Jeff Green on him.
He has the want to. And
yes.
That shows in the rebounding numbers, that he's usually the one of the smaller guys on the floor. And in last night, he had 8 rebounds. Like,
yeah.
It's ridiculous. By the way, being Reggie Jackson will make you $100 million.
Right, that, man. It's crazy. Like, if you have a 10-year career in the NBA where you are just a rotational piece, a top 9 guy, a guy who plays at this point, because of the economics of the sport, you're making 9 figures. And someone said it to me when I was tweeting about Io last night about Devon Dotson, right?
Yeah.
That guy.
He got in the last minute.
Yeah, but he was averaging like 20 a game in the G League. Like, that's a dude who's awesome at basketball,
mm-hmm.
absolutely believes that if he got 15 minutes a night in the NBA, he would be making this type of impact. Like, it's just so hard to crack an NBA rotation.
But once you do, I mean, Alex Caruso is making $9.8 million through 2024.
Right. But like that, so that's what there's an alternate universe here where Io goes to a different team or on this team and he doesn't play, and it's just this untapped potential. But now we know it, and the league knows it, and he puts this all out there on film, and it feels like
he's already got enough stuff on tape for his second contract.
Exactly. It's so great.
Like, real talk.
Yes. Like this 20 game stretch has probably guaranteed Io DeSumo to make 8 figures. That is so great. Like, that is such an awesome thing for like the homegrown feel good story for this kid that's just worked his ass off his whole life.
It's pretty damn cool.
And then I'll tell you this too. They can win the championship.
Oh.
And they can.
Why didn't you start there?
I wanted to. We got off, man. We got to talk about other things, and we're going to spend some time with it on the show. I didn't tell Speaks that in the meeting, but like, last 2 games, I've reached that conclusion. They can win the championship. I'm not picking them to win the championship, but let me do it to you this way. And we have Joe Ostrowski on the show today at 3:40. How many teams right now do you think the gambling markets say in the Eastern Conference have a better shot than the Bulls to win the championship.
In the Eastern Conference?
Yeah, in the Eastern Conference. Lawrence says two.
Yeah, I think two is correct. I think Milwaukee and Brooklyn.
The answer is four, which is ridiculous.
Philly?
Yeah. Philly is
Miami?
Philly at 13-11 is one of them. And Miami is the other one. And then you guys obviously got the two of Brooklyn and Milwaukee. That's just not right.
I'll give them Miami. Philly is not right. Philly.
I'm not going to give them either one of those. You know? I think it's two teams. The two that you said.
Jimmy has shown you that he can will some stuff to happen in the playoffs.
Jimmy ain't bleep.
But this team is the Brooklyn game really crystallized it. And then last night was just impressive in that it shows that they do have a little bit more depth, I think, than many of us thought, even though Denver was undermanned. But also, man, they're going to add pieces.
Yeah, they will add pieces. But, you know, to your point, think about it. They adjusted without Vooch way faster than we thought and had a 3-2 road trip without him. Then they've adjusted without DeMar and have done this now without DeMar for a game.
And again, obviously we should note that Denver did not have Murray and Michael Porter Jr., right? So that is an undermanned team that you played at home. But when they played the Nets and it was KD and Harden against DeRozan and LaVine, I think if you polled 100 basketball fans, which duo would you rather have? 100 of 100 would say KD and Harden. And I'd be among the 100%, by the way, because of Kevin Durant.
Yeah, just because of KD.
But it's really close. And the numbers suggest that there's a marginal, if any, difference. And so if your duo plays to the level of that duo, which is arguably the best duo in the whole sport and one of the best offensive duos in the history of the sport, and you're a deeper team and a better run organization that is well coached, you could win a championship. You can.
Is KD so good that if I said you could have KD and DeAndre Bembry?
Right. I mean,
KD might trump the whole thing. But no, it's definitely true that
you can bet on them to win the NBA title today at 30-1.
Hmm.
That 30-1.
That might be the move.
That is
right?
The best scoring duo in the NBA, obviously, and you could argue that they are the best duo in the NBA, period.
Best scoring duo in the NBA. Best defensive backcourt in the NBA. Well coached and playing hard to the point where they're going to have one, if not two or three, depending on how it goes, series in the Eastern Conference playoffs with home court advantage, but they're going to be a top four seed with how hard they're playing, barring some sort of catastrophic injury. And they're going to add at the deadline.
Yeah, and it's the way that they're all playing, right? Just inspiring each other. And, I mean, Zach's showing it on defense. And if the category is scrappy energy guys who are winning players, we know Caruso's that. We know Javonte Green is that, right? Scrappy energy guy doing whatever it takes. We know that Io is that off the bench. We know that Lonzo Ball is that because that's just in his DNA. That's just how he plays, right? Derrick Jones Jr. has never had that profile but is playing like that guy because of what? Coaching, winning atmosphere. We think Patrick Williams plays like that. I mean, look how Acme builds a team. Look what kind of guys they want, what kind of attitudes they want and skill sets they want and force of will that they want. It matches what Donovan wants to coach. It's a well-run org right now.
It is. I mean, do either of you guys disagree with that?
They could win?
This team could win a championship. They're not the favorites. I'm not saying that it's the smart money to pick them. I'm not saying that they'd be favored straight up against those top two teams in the East. But
I still think that there's a playoff learning curve that probably has to happen for some of them. But yes,
Not DeRozan.
You're right. But damn near everybody else.
Right. But I'm just saying, it's not like it's a young, homegrown team where they won't know who to turn to in those moments, right? Zach just won a gold medal. DeRozan's made the runs. Billy Donovan's made runs. Now, he hasn't won a title or anything. But
remember that that DeRozan, the runs that he made weren't good enough, so they went and got an even better closer than him.
Yes.
Yeah, but this version of DeRozan is the best of his career.
And who would you rather have as a scorer to get you buckets late in that game as a partner for DeRozan, Kyle Lowry or Zach on
easily
his way?
Easily Zach.
Right. Right.
Even with all the great things that Kyle Lowry does.
Terrific player.
He's a fantastic player.
Absolutely fantastic player. But in terms of a scorer and a bucket getter, I mean, the way that Zach and DeMar are working together, one of my favorite things from last night is that Zach came off the floor, went into the locker room, and called DeMar. He said he called him because he wanted to share the win with him and just check in. How you doing? I know you got testing tomorrow. This was fun. Wanted to celebrate the win with him. That's the bond right now. That's the first thing he did. I love that.
It's great. It's a likable team, but it's a damn good team. And they keep passing every test. Like they went into Brooklyn and beat the Nets again with KD and Harden.
Just bigs, right? I mean, a dominant Embiid who gets Vooch in foul trouble and then makes Tony Bradley look
silly. That's a problem. But you know what? But that's a problem for every team in the league.
I agree. But even Indiana gave him a problem with Domantas Sabonis and Miles Turner, active bigs.
One of those guys could end up being on your team.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if Miles Turner ended up here, that would be amazing. Like I'd do that in a heartbeat if you could figure it out. I don't know that they would trade him to where you'd have to play him as regularly as you do, but maybe. But I don't know, man. Like every team in the NBA has got some flaws, and yes, Giannis in a playoff series would be a huge problem. Embiid in a playoff series would be a huge problem.
The only thing though that while we can eliminate, I think, LeBron from the conversation right now, you can't eliminate Steph.
No.
No, but you don't see him until the finals.
To the end. But when you see him.
Oh, he's a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, like they're 12-1 to win the East, 30-1 to win the title. And
I probably like that bet to win the East better than to win it all.
12-1.
Even at 12-1.
That'd be fun to have something riding on that.
Right? I think today's the day. I think today is the day as a show. Like,
we get in.
Why not?
Yeah, let's talk to Joe O.
I'm in on their win total from before the year, and like I've already spent those winnings because like that is locked.
I've also spent my Mac Jones Offensive Rookie of the Year winnings.
Oh, that's a good bet.
Even though he threw only 3 passes last night.
What an amazing piece of art that football game was last night. Cannot wait.
It was so great.
It was incredible. We have Bill Fichtner on at 3 to discuss it because he's a Bills fan.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You guys will talk with him about it. I'm sure he didn't love it. I'm sure he did not love how his coach didn't, adapt until the fourth quarter.
And then the coach bristled when they gave credit to Belichick after the game. Good luck with that one, McDermott. Good luck telling people not to give Bill Belichick too much praise. Not going to go well for you.
So Fichtner at 3, Joe O at 3:40, Hub at 4 o'clock, and Tanny's tribute to Minnie Minoso at 5 o'clock today.
If you guys make a move on the Bulls, I'll go with you.
Oh, look at that.
How much you want?
Station?
I don't know what you guys do. Like, what's the number that you guys usually put
That'd
up?
That'd be fun if we all get in on that together.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
You want
three of us?
Yeah, the three of us, and then if we can put up for Shane and Tanny a little something.
Absolutely. Well, Shane's a hoops junkie. He's probably on hoops right now. He's been shooting it all day.
Yeah. Hoops Reardon? Hell yeah.
Yeah. And then Dr. NBA, I don't know if
he'll revoke my license if I do that. So.
Yeah, you're right. You can't. You'll be thrown out of the Hall of Fame if you gamble on the sport. That's a good point.
Yeah, we can't have that.
What you want? You want $50 to win $600, Lawrence? You want $500 to win $6,000? What do you want? Where are we going?
Three of us at a hundo a pop. What do you think?
That works for me.
To win, so $300 to win $3,600.
$300 to win $3,600 on Bulls to win the East. As a trio, we get to check in on it in transition for the rest of the season and the playoffs. I like it.
I'll cash app someone or something. But yeah, count me in.
All right, we'll let you know. I'll take care of booking it. See if I can even find us a little bit better odds. Shop it around, but we'll get there. We'll get in.
Give you 40-1.
Yeah,
I will.
If I thought you were good for it, I would let you book the action.
I am good for it. I'll give you 40-1.
At $300?
Yeah.
Yeah? So you'll pay us $12,000 when we win?
Yep.
Who's bankrolling that, just in case?
My 401k.
M-O-B.
Yeah, got it.
M-O-B. Joey Pants says M-O-B would have your back on
M-O-B.
That one.
M-O-B.
I'm pretty sure there's a limit to Charlotte J's generosity. Sure.
I assume so. Man, what if Charlotte J opened up a sports book for the mob? That would be remarkable.
Oh, don't give him ideas.
All right, Lawrence, so that's what we're doing today, man.
All right, boys, I'll see you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.